आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज गवर्नमेंट इज कमिटेड टू मेक इंडिया अ स्पोर्टिंग सुपर पावर अहेड ऑफ ओलंपिक्स 2036। India becomes first country in the world to develop genome-edited rice varieties. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says befitting reply will be given to those who dare to hurt India. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari to inaugurate 285 kilometers of national highways in Telangana today. US President Donald Trump to impose 100% tariff on all movies produced outside United States. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs in Dharamshala. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. In a video address to launch the Khelo India Youth Games 2025, Mr. Modi said his government has increased the sports budget by 3 times over the past decade and allocated 4,000 crore rupees this year, highlighting his government's top priority to promote sports and improve infrastructure. He said sporting events are now organized round the year, and even the national education policy has recognized sports by making it a part of mainstream studies.
खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स इस दिशा में देश के युवाओं के लिए एक बहुत बड़ा प्लेटफॉर्म बना। एनडीए सरकार ने अपनी नीतियों में हमेशा इसे सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता दी है। आज खेलो इंडिया यूनिवर्सिटी गेम्स होते हैं, खेलो इंडिया यूथ गेम्स होते हैं, खेलो इंडिया विंटर गेम्स होते हैं। इससे हमारे खिलाड़ियों का आत्मविश्वास बढ़ता है, उनका टैलेंट निखर कर सामने आता है।
Over 8,500 young sporting talents of girls and boys categories will fight for medals in different events. The competitions will be held at 6 different cities including Patna, Rajgir, Gaya, Bhagalpur and Begusarai. 3 kinds of events of cycling, shooting and athletics will be held in New Delhi. India has become the first country in the world to develop genome-edited rice varieties. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched first 2 genome-edited rice varieties developed by ICAR institutions. Addressing the event in New Delhi, the minister said that this research will prove to be a milestone in Prime Minister Modi's resolution of Vikasit Bharat. He said that these 2 varieties are not only beneficial to farmers but also to the public. These varieties have been developed for Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. A report.
The first rice variety named DR Ardhan 100 Kamla has been derived from Samba Masuri, which matures 15 to 20 days earlier and yields 25% more production. The second variety named Pusa DST Rice 1 is salinity and alkalinity tolerant and yields 30% higher production under saline conditions. Speaking at the occasion, the agriculture minister termed the launch of these varieties as historic and said that these 2 varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield.
जो दो हमारी किस्में हैं, उनमें से एक कमला DRR और ये मूल किस्म जैसा बताया गया है, उसकी तुलना में अधिक उपज 25 से लेकर 30% और ये 20 दिन पहले पक के तैयार हो जाएगी। मीथेन गैस का उत्सर्जन कम होगा, उत्पादन बढ़ेगा, किसान को फायदा है, जनता को भी फायदा है।
ICAR said that these varieties mark a major step in climate resilient and high yield agriculture. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as a defense minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give a befitting reply to those who cast an evil eye on India. The defense minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Singh added that as a defense minister, it is also his responsibility to ensure the security of the country's borders along with the soldiers. Mr. Singh said that whatever the people of the country desire will happen under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं, और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं। मैं आपको आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं, प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में जैसा आप चाहते हैं वैसा हो कर रहे हैं।
The defense minister said that now the whole world recognizes India and listens to what it says at the global forum. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources said the Pakistani army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramulla, Poonch, Rajouri, Mendhar, Naushera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor areas of Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian troops responded promptly and proportionately. There were no reports of any casualties. Defense Minister will hold a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Defense, in a statement, has said that during the meeting, both sides will exchange views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discuss ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. More from our correspondent.
India and Japan share a long-term friendship which has further gained qualitative moment after the elevation of this collaboration to Special Strategic and Global Partnership in 2014. Defense and security are important pillars of this tie between the two countries. Defense exchanges between India and Japan have gained strength in recent years due to the growing convergence and strategic matters. This will be the second meeting between the two defense ministers within 6 months after their maiden interactions in November 2024 on the sideline of Asian Defense Ministers Meet Plus at Laos. With Akshit, this is Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Morning News. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate 285 kilometers of national highway projects at a total cost of about 6,000 crore rupees in Telangana today. More from our correspondent.
Most of the projects completed and being dedicated to the nation today in Telangana are four-laning and six-laning of national highways, which will increase the connectivity to neighboring states like Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. Some of them, like 10-kilometer-long six-laning on Hyderabad-Bangalore Highway, will provide a signal-free connectivity to Shamshabad International Airport. Later in the evening, he will inaugurate and lay foundation stone to several projects in and around Hyderabad before addressing a public meeting at Amberpet in Hyderabad. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
There is immense enthusiasm among devotees for the Kedarnath pilgrimage in Uttarakhand. The shrine is witnessing a heavy rush of pilgrims. Since the temple gates opened on the 2nd of May, over 55,000 devotees have visited Baba Kedarnath. The number is expected to rise significantly in the coming days. To streamline crowd management, a token system for darshan has been introduced for the first time this year, ensuring that every pilgrim can have a smooth and orderly experience. Earlier, the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines were opened on the 30th of April, while Badrinath Dham was opened to devotees yesterday. The 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank, ADB, began at Milan in Italy yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation at the four-day event. The finance minister will participate in the annual meeting's focal events like the Governor's Business Session, Governor's Plenary Session, and as a panelist in the ADB Governor's Seminar on Cross-Border Collaboration for Future Resilience. U.S. President Donald Trump will impose 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. Taking to Truth Social, Trump announced that he has authorized the Department of Commerce and the United States Trade Representative to begin the procedure of imposing 100% tariff on all foreign-produced movies coming into the United States. U.S. President accused other nations of luring American filmmakers and studios away from the country. He said the movie industry in America is dying a very fast death as other countries are offering all sorts of incentives to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Moving on to the world of sports and IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs in Dharamshala last night. More from our correspondent.
Batting first, Punjab Kings posted a commanding total of 236 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Prabhsimran Singh, who smashed a blistering 91, was the top scorer for Punjab Kings. He was also declared player of the match. Chasing the target of 237 runs, Lucknow Super Giants fell short and made 199 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Moving on to the Khelo India Youth Games, on the first day of games yesterday, some fantastic performances were witnessed in different sporting events. Maharashtra archers ranked top in 3 of 4 events. In girls category, Tejal Rajendra Salve of Maharashtra clinched the top position in the charts in the compound qualifying round at Bhagalpur. In boys category, Andhra Pradesh Kodand Pani Tharunish Jathya earned the top rank in the boys recurve qualifying round with a total of 655 points in archery. Meanwhile, in volleyball, Jammu and Kashmir overturned a 1-2 deficit to beat Uttarakhand 3-2 in boys group A and Gujarat beat Kerala 3-0 in girls group B. In Kabaddi, the Haryana boys team opened its campaign to retain gold with a comfortable 57-30 victory over Karnataka. In hockey, the Indian women's team concluded their Australia tour with a 1-0 win over the host in the fifth and final match at Perth Hockey Stadium yesterday. With Mayur Jain, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on staying safe during heat waves with Dr. R.K. Jenamani, scientist, India Meteorological Department, and Dr. Anupam Prakash, professor, Department of Medicine, Lady Harding Medical College. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions about prevention and treatment of heat-related illnesses. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890-94044 or post your queries on X with the hashtag AskAIR. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh and Odisha today. Met Department predicted moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds in Bihar, Odisha, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Assam, Manipur and West Bengal till tomorrow. IMD has said that hot and humid weather conditions are expected to prevail over Kerala and Mahi. Parts of East Rajasthan can witness dust storms today. According to the weather agency, hailstorm conditions are likely over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Pramod. Pahalgam aftermath and India's graded response continues to grab the lead on the front pages. The Times of India quoting Defence Minister Rajnath Singh headlines, "Under Modi, you will get the Pahalgam hit back you won't." The Pioneer reports, the PM briefed by IAF Chief Rajnath warns of action. India cuts Chenab water to Pakistan through Bagli Har Dam, headlines the Asian Age. India tightens water choke, holds on Pakistan, shuts Bagli Har Dam gates, says the Tribune, while the statesman reports Chenab flow to Pak hit as Bagli Har gates shut. Most papers have also covered on their front page the statement of External Affairs Minister saying, need partners, not preachers. Coming ahead of PM Modi's scheduled visit to 3 European nations next week, the Hindu headline reads, seeking partners, not preachers, EAM's swipe at EU. And finally, a story in Times of India says, modern-day Haryana has met its prehistoric past in Mangar, a village within the folds of Aravali Hills, where the ASI unearthed a 5-lakh-year-old workshop that is possibly the oldest in North India. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. India becomes first country in the world to develop genome-edited rice varieties. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says befitting reply will be given to those who dare to hurt India. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari to inaugurate 285 kilometers of national highways in Telangana today. US President Donald Trump to impose 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings beat Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs in Dharamshala. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.